Good afternoon, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Bill Sandoval, 71363.
Mr. Sandoval, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency inasmuch as you have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest hearing this afternoon. And based upon the information that I've gleaned and looking at the information that's been presented by the Department of Corrections, I will point out the fact that you're currently serving a murder second degree attempt to commit, and you were the sentence began back on January 17, 1988. You became parole eligible on April 16, 2013. Based upon the information that I see, you received 25 to life. I would point out the fact that you do have, based on information contained in the records from Ames, you do have an ICE detainer. As you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing this afternoon, and they are to my left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, to my right is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, and to his right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. I will point out the fact, sir, that two of the board members who are currently sitting here at this time have had the opportunity to speak with you before, and that, of course, is the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and myself. And we have two new board members, and they are the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse as well as the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Because your last hearing before this board was on March 28, 2017, and at that time we could say that Mr. Kiwanis was a new board member, but he sat on that particular hearing and he voted in that particular hearing according to our record sheet. So far, with the information that I have provided to you, is that information true, sir?
Well, I was convicted by the jury for attempt to second degree murder.
What was that? I just didn't quite understand you, sir.
I was convicted by the jury for attempt to second degree murder.
Yes, you was convicted by jury for second degree murder. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You were convicted by
attempt.
Yes, sir. Okay, and you also, we also have on the phone your brother, Mr. Martin Sandoval, and we're going to be calling on you at the appropriate time, sir, to ask you to speak on behalf of your brother if you so desire. I'm going to just make a few comments and then see if you might have anything that you wish to add. As I indicated that the last hearing was on this board was on March 28, 2017, and at that time the board denied your 412A, 411 home arrest, that is general parole, absolute discharge, a home arrest. According to information that I've gleaned, and I'm going to be very brief today because two of the board members have already had the opportunity to speak with you and you to speak with them. The offense itself took place back on July 23rd, 1987. At that time, the Phoenix Police Department was called to a quality inn regarding a Murtaugh shooting. Three victims were found who had been shot at that time. One was dead. The other two were in critical condition. The defendant was positively identified. The defendant was positively identified by the two victims who survived. He was charged with, at that time initially, he was charged with first degree murder, which was a class one felony, and two counts of attempted murder in the first degree was also. This was a jury trial, and the jury was unable to reach a unanimous decision. It was deadlocked, and therefore, that's when it was found. He was found guilty of attempted murder, attempted second degree murder rather than first degree murder because you had the hung jury, and he also had the two counts of, as it related to his those who was critically injured at that time. He said that they had come to get some money, and this is a quote from Mr. Sandoval, that they had come, he and his co-defendants had come to get some money to kill some people in Phoenix. He had a criminal history that dated back to 1984, also 89, and he received a lifetime sentence without possibility of parole until 25 years had been served, and that's what he's currently serving at this particular time. The court of the Arizona Court of Appeal affirmed the conviction on September the 25th, 1990. And he felt that the one reason that he did not get a fair trial was because the board had not been appraised of the fact that this conviction had been reduced to a second degree murder rather than the first degree murder. However, the Court of Appeal did not see any errors, therefore it is therefore it stood as it is. Okay, sir, that's just a summary of what I saw. So now I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell me really what happened, or to tell this board really what happened that resulted in your being incarcerated at this time, sir.
Okay, we came to pick up some money, and then we guys, whenever I hear my boss, he told me that I need to kill somebody, and I didn't want to do it. Because I don't want to do it, then they want to kill me, because I told them that I don't want to do it. I don't want to work with them anymore, that I want to go on my own. And they told me that I know too much about that already. That was going to happen like that. They would never let me go like that. So we got to try with it. One day, my boss, anyway, is gone. I pulled my gun, I shot him. And then I shot out two guys, and I ran out of bullets, and we started shoving me and my boss. And then he threw me down in the car running. I didn't know where he went to, and I took the car to run out to that guy hotel, rolling and ran away.
Now tell me this, when you said that, and you said basically the same thing that I said on this one, is that you had come here to collect some money and to kill someone. Who sent you here? What were you doing in Phoenix? Who sent you here to get some money and to...
some people owe money to my boss.
Now what were your boss doing? Was he in drugs or...
He was in drugs, I don't know.
And where did your boss come from? I mean, was he from Arizona, or was he from California, from Mexico?
Sacramento, California.
Where did he come from, sir?
From Sacramento, California.
He came from Sacramento, California. And did you come with him, or you were already here in Arizona, sir?
No, I came with him. He brought me here.
So he brought you here, and so you didn't get a chance to leave. Okay, I would also just point out, just for the record, sir, that as I look at your release plan, you do have the ISO detainer, as I've already indicated, that you plan to return to Mexico to live with your mother on their farm, and that your family is willing to help you get back on your feet once you get back to Mexico. So is that still your plan to return to Mexico, sir?
Yeah, because my mind is to live by herself, and we got some land up there, and I like hell to kill, and she's still over being on her own.
Now, did you have any...
My uncle...
Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
My uncle is willing to help me. My cousins are there willing to help me. My brothers are willing to help me. My sisters, they're also willing to help me. They want me to go to Mexico and tell my mom, take care of my mother.
Okay, sir. Now, do you have any relatives at all in the United States at this time, sir?
Yes, my nieces and nephews and my uncles, they live in Chicago and Nebraska.
Okay. But you don't have any living in Arizona at this time?
No, I never had anybody living in Arizona. Okay. I was living in Washington, and in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Where were you living in the state of Washington? What part of, what, with Seattle or?
I lived in three cities as possible, Kennedy and Richland, and also Yakima.
Yes, sir.
And also, I went to work over there in Wenatchee and Chenal, that's close to Canada border.
Okay, so you kind of moved around in the state of Washington. But when you was in the state of Washington, yeah, and the other state where you, in Chicago, were you dealing with drugs at that time, or you?
No. When I came to California in 1984, I only get 2 months at that time. For those 2 months, everything went downhill. Before that, I had a job. If I was in Chicago, and to this time, I'm pretty sure I'm still doing good with that criminal history, but I chose the wrong path.
None of us can predict what will happen, because we do know that the United States and Mexico, you do have the ICE detainer. But let's suppose for a moment that ICE decided not to return you to Mexico. What would you do then in the United States or in the state of Arizona? I'm not saying that would happen, but just in case that were to happen.
But if that's the case, I'm not planning to stay in Arizona. I have to close my sisters, brothers, or my uncle. I haven't seen my uncle since 81.
Okay, sir. Well, this time. Okay, go ahead, sir. You haven't seen him since 81.
He's too old to me. He's the only uncle I have on my father's side. My father passed away 4 years ago, and I don't want to rush you. They don't tell me.
We're sorry to hear that, and please accept our condolences, sir. At this time, I want to let other board members ask you some questions, if they have any. I think I've asked the questions that I wanted to ask, but other board members, questions. Yes, the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse has questions for you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. What do you do for a living?
I used to work picking up securities and printing that. Apple trees and cherry trees in Washington and Chicago. I used to work in a restaurant as a helper and cook.
Okay, so agriculture or culinary kitchen work. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right.
Any further questions by board members? Here, no further questions. Let me just ask you a couple of other questions for myself, sir. I do take note that in November of 2016, less than a year ago, you received a major for fighting. What was that about? Were you fighting? What was going on in prison, sir?
We were not supposed to be doing that.
Okay.
So we gave a ticket for that.
So they gave you a ticket for that. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, 1 second, sir. I think it's my fault. I think I disconnected your brother. Let me see if I can get him and see if he has something he wants to say to you, sir. Well, 1 second. This is Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and somehow you got disconnected during this hearing, this parole hearing for your brother. I just wanted to now give you an opportunity to tell the board what you would like to tell them about your brother for this parole hearing, sir.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Yes, sir. I think, is this Mr. Martin? Is this Martin?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We got disconnected, and you know, we're holding a hearing for your brother at this time. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to speak on behalf of your brother if you needed to, if you wanted to, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Please go ahead and tell the board whatever you want to tell the board.
Okay, thank you, man.
Yeah, we're listening for you to tell the board. What do you want to tell the board, sir, about your brother?
My son, yes, he takes care of me.
I can't understand. Is something wrong with your phone, sir? Because we got disconnected. Can you hear me, sir?
Can you
hear me?
Excuse me, I don't think he understands me well.
You don't think he understands well? Hello? Yes, sir, we're holding a parole hearing for your brother, and we wanted to see if you wanted to tell the board something at this time, sir, about your brother doing your brother's hearing.
I'm sorry,
I am saying that this is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. We're holding a parole hearing for your brother, and we wanted to know if you wanted to make a statement to the board, sir.
Yeah, and my work in my business in Omaha, Nebraska, you know. But I need to care for my brother, you know, for us, you know. She's not up to Mexico, I mean, for my wife to Mexico for, I can see her for 30 years, you know. She's going to 30 years.
So you...
So I need to care for everything, you know. I know my brother, so... I know, but for me to care for...
Yeah, he just told us that, and we wished him, we extended to him our condolences. So it's your understanding that if your brother is released, that he will be going to Mexico. Am I correct, sir?
Yes,
okay. And anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Okay. Well, yeah, my
brother's
from Chicago, my sister. So everything that happened in Chicago, he was holding it. Well, my name and my brother is my sister. So I went to my brother here. So I don't think it was in the deal. You know, we're not perfect, you know. We're not perfect. So my father, I need to go for everything in this year. I need to go on that, you know. So he's going to tell me he's going to make it because my life goes for her.
Okay, sir, I agree. Nobody's perfect, but the board will make its determination. But as you probably heard at the beginning, there are three other board members present. I'm going to see if any of them might have any questions for you, sir. I don't hear any further questions for you, sir. So you can hold on to the phone if you would like to. The board is going to make a decision very shortly whether to release your brother or to keep him incarcerated. So just hold on, and I'm going back to you, Mr. Sandoval. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board, and then the board is going into discussion and make a decision. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
Yeah, who, me?
Yes, sir, you, yes, sir.
Okay, well, I don't believe you guys know my letters. I sent my letters, and also sent a to my father, I sent a letter from my uncle and my two cousins. I gave it to my son, too.
Okay, and, nice. see.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We have your letters. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
And
The one is dated September the 9th, 2017. Yes, sir. We have.
Can I get the weapon?
We have the letters. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, that is where we're here to.
Okay, just be quiet. Those of you on the telephone, just be quiet. Those on the telephone. Go ahead, Mr. Sandoval.
To the members of the local agency on the 19th and 1987, I could hear the most important dream of my life. This is when I stood up here, says, there you go.
Wait one second, sir. Those of you on the phone, they want to continue to talk, and I'm going to hang up on them so we can hear Mr. Sandoval if there's no objection. Okay, so go ahead, sir. We're listening to you, sir.
Okay. I was not really kidding. To the members of the property here in the community, and in 1987, I committed the most horrible kid of my life. This event has tormented me since then and I'm good for the rest of my life. The regret and need surrounded a few from the life I was lost. And we will forever live with that pain. I am deeply saddened by the pain and anguish caused to his own loved ones and family. The two other victims were ready, and on that day I am truly sorry and live every day within my mind. The families of those victims suffered by my actions. I should have never done such thing. At that time in my life, I was not sober, and my judgment was corroded by drugs and alcohol. Choose a room bed which I have not lived with the ending in me forever. By choosing the room bed, I have lived with the many lives I have destroyed. I have felt in a negative way. I asked the families of the victims as well as my own to forgive me for my actions. The other members of my family, I will never be able to ask for their forgiveness. As a result of the decisions I have made, I will regret them all, especially the first one when I left my job in Chicago. That is when my life took a turn for the worse. I was only 17 years old when I left. I should have never listened to other people. My life would have been better. I would never be committing a crime, nor do I believe I would be in prison or cause all pain and suffering I did to so many people. I feel so much remorse for all the pain I have caused so many. I have no one to blame except myself. I am responsible for all my actions. I would like to ask you for the victims' forgiveness and for the spirit of his own forgiveness. I respectfully ask to the honorable members of the Board of Clemency for a chance to redeem myself and do what I can do to be productive member of the society. I will not break any laws of the United States or America or the laws of my country of Mexico. I just want to live the rest of my life trying to renew all the ties and bonds I have broken. I will change my way to thinking. And the ever most important thing in my heart, I do not have the same way to think I did 3 years ago. I want to see my mother who has lived with my broken heart and pain I have lost her for all this time. My anxious alone have brought her not only emotional but physical anguish. She's at a point where there might not be a tomorrow. I think this is the pain that I have paid the consequence for. I humbly ask for you forgiveness. I know. Look forward. My best I will forever be there. There is nothing I can do to change the past, but I can change my future. Father, as I analyze all the bad decisions I made, I have regret all them. I don't have any one to blame. I'm responsible for my own actions and all that. The documents that I have 73 years now, I would like to ask for that forgiveness and obedience and the Lord Jesus Christ's son. And I'll be doing good in prison if you can share to that with a right here in the unit. I'll be doing my work, I'll be doing good, I'll be trying to just focus on my behavior now to do. I never that we started any officer who is here or anybody other in the unit and all this kind of in prison. Always do whatever they told me, but whatever they asked me to do, they told me to do, I do that. And then you can ask any officers who are here or not, any, that I've been doing good. And I'm planning to do forever. Before I never come before, now I don't know if I just can cry for no reasons. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you so very much, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and the board will be back to you very shortly with its determination. I think that to be sure, Sandoval has made some progress over the years. However, there are still some things that dating back, as I take note of the letter that Maricopa County Attorney's Office submitted to the board on October 5th. Just a couple of things on there that I would just call to the attention of the board, and this is from them, this is not mine, but it is true what they've said. Among other things, the quote, the defendant has the following prior criminal convictions: carrying a concealed weapon in a vehicle in 1984, possession of narcotic drugs for sale in 1985, illegal reentry in the 1985, illegal reentry in 1987, and public indecency in 1987. But the two that catch my attention for this purpose is the two that he illegally entered the United States after going back to Mexico. So even if ICE was to return him, we have no assurance that he would not return back to the United States illegally. The other thing that caught my attention was that what I asked him about earlier, he had an explanation for it, but just last year, less than a year ago, about 11 months ago, he was found fighting while he's been incarcerated back in November of 16. Therefore, I am not in favor at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members. Thank you. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and the motion is going to be to deny Mr. Sandoval 71363 his general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
And is there any objection? I think this was 1988. Is there any objection to 1 year set off?
When you
set off, and reasons for the now, I am going to include the serious and violent offense, loss of human life, although a second degree, the serious and deviant behavior, trauma to the victim, multi-victims, violation of previous parole, and this was a parole in this time because when he was came over here, when this crime initially was committed, he was on parole from California. I can't say parole no release plan because he has this ISIS detainer, although he has some support, but it's a minimum support that I see from his family, but his brother did participate in the hearing today. And anything else that any board member wishes to include? Hearing nothing else, sir, you have been denied parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. Do I need to tell you any reasons why again, sir? I just named them. Any reason that I, do I need to state the reasons again, sir?
Yes, I need it. Who sent that letter to you guys?
Pardon?
You sent that letter from the...
I'm sorry.
From the attorney's?
Yeah, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Sent a letter dated October the 5th of this year, of 2017.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
The attorney's office?
No, that's the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. They sent a letter objecting to your being released, sir. On behalf of the state of Arizona, yes, sir.
So they don't want me to get released?
No, they sent a letter objecting to the board releasing you today, sir.
Okay, great, thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir, and please put the CO3 back on, sir.